you first.
Okay. Praise the Lord. This is the Stay Beneath the Blood broadcast. This is Apostle Dr. Kevin Barber coming to you live on this Saturday afternoon. I pray you all will enjoy the broadcast today. While we have a special broadcast today, it's going to be a 9/11 special. And so with that being said, we're going to play our first song. It's called Feel My Temple. And then we'll get into our 9/11 broadcast. I thank you guys so much for listening.
Let it overflow. Let the spirit, let it, let it.
Praise the Lord. Thank you guys for listening to that. We get ready to get further into our broadcast.
Praise the Lord. We truly thank God for that selection. Let is entitled Fill My Temple. How many of you all want the Lord to fill you up this morning, this afternoon, actually? No matter what you're going through, you want to empty yourself so the Holy Spirit can fill you with the peace, with His love, with His joy. As we get into our broadcast today, we're going to start by reading Psalms 91. We just want to bring the presence of the Lord. I feel the presence of the Lord here already. He said, where two or three are gathered, He's already in the midst. And I feel the presence of the Lord. And I know you do after hearing that wonderful song, that anointed song, Fill My Temple. Let's go. And we're going to read Psalms 91, a portion of Psalms 91. We're going to get right into our 9/11 tribute that we want to share with you on today. Psalms 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. Surely He shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. He shall cover thee with His feathers, and under His wings shall thou trust. His trust shall be thy shield and buckler. Praise the Lord. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by noonday, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 shall 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Oh, praise be to God. Only with thine eye shall thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Praise be to God. We thank the Lord for the reading of His word. We know that the word of the Lord is already blessed. Praise the Lord. We're going to pray a quick prayer. Father, we just want to thank You for Your loving kindness, Your tender mercies. We thank You for Your greatness. You are a good, good God. You are a good, good Father. And we just want to thank You this afternoon for Your greatness. Now, Father, as we share, Lord God, 9/11 tribute, and as we share the songs that You have birthed out of our spirits, we pray that someone who's listening today will be touched. Pray that someone today, hearts will be lifted, and they have a heart to want to go even further in the things of God. Father, we thank You for Your greatness towards us, and Your loving kindness is better than life itself. We ask Your presence to be with us as we share these songs and as we share the word of God with these Your great people in the listening audience. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Well, you know, yesterday we commemorated 9/11, and I wanted to share with you all a couple of songs that was written, actually, was birthed from that experience, and then I was going to come back and share my story, because actually I was part of that 9/11 tragedy that happened at the Pentagon. So this time I wanted to play a song entitled, I believe, We Haven't Forgotten. This is dedicated to all the 9/11 victims. Praise God. Thank you. Pentagon. And so what I want to do is share my story of 9/11 just briefly with you all. Hello, listening audience. My name is Pastor Shelley Barber. I was a senior analyst in the Pentagon on 9/11/2001. Today or this afternoon, I would like to share briefly my story, a little bit about a young lady by the name of Asia Cottam and the way forward. 19 years ago, a little girl by the name of Asia Cottam and I started our mourning the same. We were totally oblivious to how the course of the day would change our lives forever. My world would never be the same, and Asia, who was on Flight 77, destiny was cut short. I remember this day as if it was yesterday. As we all know, 9/11 was one of the most horrific days in our nation history that will be forever remembered. It was a very significant and obviously a day that forever changed our lives as we all once knew it. I could recap the events of the day, but it would be pointless. But moreover, the lessons learned from this day would never be forgotten. Even though, unfortunately, this tragedy, which is in turn was a life-altering experience, I found out that I was loved and appreciated more than I ever knew. Words could never fully explain the love I received during this time. The love flowed from family, friends, and from those I never personally knew far and near. Unfortunately, this tragedy, I gained a great appreciation for my faith, my family, and my friends. It gave me hope of a brighter days and to never take a day for granted. It taught me to live life and my days to the fullest because I never knew of when it might be my last. from the outpouring love of so many people, it gave me strength and courage to move forward, to accept what God allowed, because he is sovereign. In scripture, all things work together for the good of those who love the Lord and called according to his purpose. Because what the enemy meant for evil, the Lord turned it around for the good. I made Miss Asia an acronym, ASIA, which means a stepping stone issued to adolescence. In order to step into the next chapter of our lives, we can't live in the moment of what if. What if 9/11 never happened? What if I never went to work at the Pentagon? Or what if Asia never got on the American Airlines flight number 77? Or what if? We can't live a life of regret. Asia is free. In the words of scripture, to be absent from the body is to be present with God. She is free. And just wanted to share as I close my thoughts out, 19 years later, we find our nation experiencing atrocities against mankind. We currently are in the pandemic right now, increasing death, gun violence, shootings all over, racial divides. It's just so much going on. Domestic violence is all at all-time high. But there is still hope. No matter how things may look, we can always look to the hills from which cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. In the word of scripture again, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, the Lord promised to heal the land, 2 Chronicles 7:14. So one thing we know, that God is truly in control. He is sovereign. Although, you know, 9/11 would be a day that I would never forget, but 9/11 would be a day that I would never forget, but also remember the love of God for me, how he kept me underneath his blood. And that's where the song Stay Beneath the Blood was also birthed from. Stay Beneath the Blood was birthed from, was actually inspired by the 9/11 event as well. That song comes on when we first come on to the broadcast. That's the first song that you hear. And we're reminded as we stay underneath the blood of the Lord can keep us from all types of things in our lives. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play the Stay Beneath the Blood remix so you can hear, just listen to the lyrics of the song. It was like a promise that God promised, as long as we stay underneath his blood, there's healing, there's protection, there's keeping power underneath his blood, the remix.
So I
Remember, you know, all of the children who actually was affected by 9/11 flight 77 on 9/11. I was talking to my husband the night before. We were just talking about some things, you know. What was we watching the night before? We were watching the Pearl Harbor the night before, and we were just watching a movie and everything. And I had never seen it, and my husband shared the movie with me, and I thought it was, you know, interesting movie. And I said, wow, you know, I didn't realize I heard about it through school, you know, the things that we had gone through, but I hadn't seen the movie. And so the very next day, this is when the incident happened at 9/11, which totally just blew me away, because like I had shared with you all earlier, I didn't want to go over all the details, but my husband wanted me to share a little bit with you all about what happened actually on that day. It was just terrifying. It was terrifying. I really can't even explain how I really, really felt that day. I was just, you know, I knew the Lord. I felt that the Lord had protected me. And as we were running out the Pentagon, I had a couple of the older ladies that I was, you know, holding on to, trying to get them across the overpass and get them out of the building. And it was just total chaos. But people were just running around just frantically and just hyperventilating and everything like that. But I just thank God for allowing me to be here to share the story with you all. But like I said earlier, Asia was among seven other children who didn't make it on that day on Flight 77. Their ages ranged from 2 to 11 years of age, and we had a young person there at the age of 2, and those beautiful children. And I just like to say that my heart goes out to their families. And we're going to pray a special prayer for the families that are lost, you know, loved ones during that time, that God would continue to strengthen their hearts, even 19 years later, you know. But God is a healer. Jehovah Rapha can heal the hearts. And then we're going to pray for those that lost loved ones during that time. Well, again, like I said, we wrote a song entitled We Haven't Forgotten. That was the first one we wrote. And then Stay Beneath the Blood, and we wrote that as well to encourage those who were affected by 9/11, just remain under the blood of Jesus. Amen. So at this time, Apostle, do you want to share anything with anyone? Share our contact information, Apostle?
Yeah, you can reach us by going to our website at Word and Praise Faith Ministries .com. You can also contact us by calling us if you want to talk to us personally at 443-525-0286. Also, too, if you want to purchase any of the songs, you can go to the Word and Praise website, wordandpraise at wordandpraisefaithministries.com, and you can purchase one of the songs or any of the songs that you heard that you like. And if you want to make a donation to the church, there's a Cash App, $WPFM5200 on the website. I just want to share a little bit about 9/11 and what it meant for me. I believe back then we were in our first couple of months of marriage. Amen.
Yes.
And, you know, I was out working as a fire inspector, fire alarm inspector, and I was in the Giants in Columbia, and I just talked to Pastor Shelley about the planes that had struck the towers in New York. And no sooner after I hung up the phone with her, someone in Giant now announced on the loudspeaker that the Pentagon had just been struck. And I was like, kind of like in shock. I was like, wow, my wife is in there. I just talked to her. So I wasn't no more good, y'all. Anyway, make a long story short, praise God. Shelly was under the blood. Amen. Thank God that the Lord spared her life. We like to say for a time such as this, and looking back over almost 20 years later, we are so, so sorry for those who have lost their loved ones in 9/11. We pray for your strength. But, you know, we just want you to know that, you know, no matter what you go through, that you can continue to look to the hills from which cometh your help. During this COVID-19, we know that a lot of people are struggling with the loss of loved ones, and it's just so much going on in the world. But we got to keep our heads hung up high, continue to trust God, and continue to know that he is our hope and he is our refuge. So with that being said, continue to look to the hills. We're going to play this song next. I pray you guys enjoy it. This is a great song that we wrote. This was during the passing of my father, Joseph Barber, who instilled a lot of values in me as a young man growing up. And we actually finished this song on the day of his passing. So that was amazing. You know, we were thinking that he probably was going to pass a couple more days. And so we spent some time just trying to get our mind off of what our dad was going through in the studio. And little did we know, after we got finished, we got a call, said, hurry up and come back to the hospital. And dad was gone. So I always think about him with this song. So we got to continue to look to the hills. We know that if we continue to live right and live before the Lord, we'll see our loved ones again. Amen.
Be a present help in the time of Your trouble is lifted up again. Give me strength back in me. Give me hope to succeed. All you gotta do is love who made the heavens and the earth? Look to the
Amen. We know we continue to look to the hills when it comes about help. And, this is so much going on. Economy is not doing as well as it could be doing. A lot of people are jobless. And sometimes you get a little frustrated when you feel like your back is against the wall and you got bills and just so much going on, so many funerals. I believe within the last month or so, we've done about 4 funerals, or at least done 3 and attended one. So, people are leaving here. We want to make sure that you know Jesus Christ in the pardon of your sins as your Lord and Savior. Amen. And just know that, these minor afflictions that we go through, they're only going to be but for a moment. Amen. And we know that... there's a teaching that I did years ago, and it was a Greek word I learned when we were in Bible college, and it's spelled Hupernikos, and it actually is pronounced Hupper or Hupernikos, and the Nikos is where we get our word Nike, and it really actually means victorious. And know that no matter what you go through in this life, we are more than conquerors. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and play this song. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Here we go.
Oh,
Say you got bills overtaking you, and you don't know what you're gonna do.
Say what?
Trouble in the home, both day and night. Now you know that shit ain't right.
So your patience is very thin, and you're wondering when it's going to end. Just keep the faith and hold on, for the Lord will make you strong.
If you really want to dance,
come on back.